Explore the tropics at Whole Foods Market through April 16th. Save on juicy finds like yellow mangoes at 5 for $5 with Prime. Sweet Dacopan citrus is back, just $3.49 per pound with Prime. Plus, save on seasonal favorites like dragon fruit, kiwi, pineapple, and more. In the meat department, pick up animal welfare certified meats with tropical-inspired marinades. And be sure to try the spicy Hawaiian pizza, back for a limited time, only at Whole Foods Market.
Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle require. In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 71% of hiring decision makers are willing to hire contingent workers to meet their business needs. But more than half of those hiring expect to face challenges in finding qualified candidates. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. Express is in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your hiring challenges. Visit expresspros.com for a location near you. Summer is coming and that means vacation. But if you are a parent, you know how fast your kids grow and that means nothing from last summer will fit and we need to get the kids new summer clothes. Well, if you're looking for summer clothes for the kids like me, you are in luck. Macy's Friends and Family Sale is coming and trust me, you don't want to miss it. Get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more. And 15% off beauty, makeup, and more. Plus free shipping when you spend $25. April 25th to May 5th, Macy's.com and in-store.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Okay, well, I'm back in Nashville, and I have to be honest with y'all, I feel like I'm having a little mini breakdown. I think it's interesting to go from, well, first of all, I've been, for the last month, I've been in Connecticut filming, and it was such an amazing experience. It's a Christmas movie. I can't say the title yet, but it's coming out later this year in December for one of the Lifetime movies. And it was such a fun experience. And I think coming back from that world has been a harder transition than I thought it was going to be. Like, I knew, amazing, Hillary just popped on, so this is awesome. I texted my producer and was like, I need a therapist and I need a stat. So thank you, Hillary, for coming on and joining. I was just kind of saying, like, obviously I talked to you when I was in Connecticut, and I knew like it was going to be weird kind of coming home, but today it just hit me like a ton of bricks and was like, and I don't know if it was because I was in a world where it was just this bubble of like positive energy and, you know, positive people around me, and I was working and I wasn't in that reality. Even when, you know, the divorce was finalized, I still had to, I cried about it, but then I had to go, okay, I have to walk into work now. So now I have to button up really fast and go to work. And then coming home, and obviously I'm so happy to be back with the kids, but it's just like, oh crap, like this is my reality, not the reality of like being in this amazing movie set with really positive energy. So how do I walk through that? Because I feel like I'm like, I mean, I just had a total cry fest about 30 minutes ago, just like, it's weird. I don't even know how to like put it. Does it even make sense what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, to me, you're talking about this like very painful, but very authentic kind of coexistence of these two truths. I mean, which is that you're in the middle of this terrible, deep grief and mourning, which is going to keep evolving. And evolution doesn't just mean it gets better and more positive and easier. It also means that you have dark nights of the soul where it feels unbearable. And there's certain moments or seasons or events or circumstances that will kind of bring that to bear. And I just want to offer that, like, even though obviously the movie set can't be your literal reality, and it has some, you know, lovely aspects to it that aren't like, you know, scalable on a day-to-day basis, both are true, you know, that you have this lovely, amazing professional life and these wonderful, supportive group of friends that lift you up, and in their presence, you fly, you know, and you get a glimpse of yourself, like sort of in this other new way. And that's as true as the grief that you experienced when you came home, I'm sure, and felt the emptiness of the house in a profound way, and the change in your lifestyle in a really deep way. And so I don't know if we're in a position where we can just make the grief get better, but at least to widen the perspective around that, just like both are true, deep grief and like deep, precious growth, you know, that just both are true.
Yeah. And I love that. And I hear that. And I also, with that being said, how do I, like, I'm like, will I get to a place where this doesn't affect me as much? Because it's like, I would love to get out of this space. I was reading some comments and people were like, I'm so sick of hearing about, and I'm like, well, I'm sick of feeling it.
Yeah.
You know, like and that's where, you know, I got upset earlier today, because I'm just like, I don't even know what to talk about anymore, because I'm like, I obviously want to be authentic and I want to be open and I want to share, but I can only share certain things because I don't want my kids to read certain things. I don't want the press to pick up, you know, how I really feel about my ex, or like, you know, it's like there's so many things that I don't, you know, I'm trying to keep everything kosher, but I'm like battling all these things that have been really hard to battle, that it feels like, I think it's tough because I have been so open and honest about everything. And even when my ex and I were talking about infidelity, I didn't feel alone. But now I feel probably the most alone I've ever felt, because I'm actually not being able to authentically share everything that's like on my heart. And I think that's like been the hardest thing, because it's like two different spaces where I'm like, I want to be so authentic, but then like I can only be so authentic without hurting people or having that energy out there or causing more chaos with my ex, or, you know, so it's like, I don't know like who to be or how to be or what to say, or like, and it's such a weird reality when the last 5 years of my life, I've been so open and so honest in those trials and things that most people would never talk about. So now I'm supposed to like not say anything, and I don't know like how to like walk that path. Help me.
Yeah. Well, the pain and grief that comes from what you're having to embody in this sort of, let me step back. I think every marriage that ends in a divorce has what I like to call like an aftermarriage, right? Which is the new season of what your relationship is and what all the feelings are around this new quote relationship that has its own season. And in my experience as a clinician, that season lasts for a year or two, depending on the circumstances, depending on if kids are involved. And so to kind of start where you started, the idea that you would be in a different place than you are now, that is being proffered by, I don't know, fans or people who follow you, et cetera, is not the norm. I wouldn't, not only would I not expect to see it, if I did see it, I would be concerned that there was suppression of the grief, that there was suppression of the trauma. There's an entirely new relationship you have to build with your after marriage that is just at its infancy stages. And I know that's not like amazing, great news, but I think it's just a truth. And the answer to the question, will you feel better? Will you not always feel like this? Absolutely. Of course. And no doubt. Like that's an unequivocal yes from my standpoint and my experience. It's just not now. This is pretty brand new. Even though I know it feels like you've been doing a bunch of heavy lifting for a lot of days now, in kind of terms of a marriage with children that's ended, and your public profile and all the hurt that we see and don't see, it's pretty early on. And I think in terms of the actual question, like, how do I manage that? How do I manage that? There's I'm sure, an evolving acceptance of the truth of what you're dealing with. Like, you're having to embody this pretty heroic role, right? Where you're holding the line, you're holding that boundary, I suppose, on behalf of your kids for the most part, right?
Yeah.
And I guess that that is, in these like darkest moments, I think the thing that you have to most lean into is like, this boundary is for them and them only. That's it. And that's it. And that's everything. Right. And that's like, I always call it like hero's work. You know, this is hero's work. That is the motivation. That is the inspiration. And it couldn't be harder, because of course, in a lot of ways, it would be better if you could just feel more integrated, you know, that you weren't having to separate out your feelings in different contexts mm-hmm. of your life. And so I think that's part of why you're suffering so much. It's really, really difficult, and having to accept at least that current truth is really, really hard. You feel a bit split, right? And not totally authentic and not totally supported and seen in all the ways that you deserve to be supported and seen because of all of this.
Yeah. Like, I would love to be able to express and share certain things just like I did with the past stuff. So that way I don't feel as alone in certain situations. But yeah, I mean, I think I'm just, I don't know who, like, I guess I had this, I called a friend, yeah, about 30 minutes ago and was just like, started crying. I was like, I don't even know like who I am. Like, who am I? Like, what's my story? Like, what am I like? You know, what, why do I, like, I just feel lost. And I think it is because I had shared so much previously that now I just, and yes, I've shared, but like, there's still so many things that like, I would love to, let out. And I guess it's, I've just never done it like privately. Like, you know, I've always just like been sharing and like, okay, this is like what I'm going through. But now that, yeah, I have, you know, kids to protect. And then also, I mean, I think it's, I think there's something too to be said where I just don't want any more conflict with my ex. So I'm like, well, if I shut up, then, you know, he won't be mad at me, even though he has no reason to be mad at me. Right. You know, so, I mean, sure, I've of course played my parts in the marriage, like I've said before, but with the ending of it, it's like, and he even knows, like he even said, he's like, you could run me over with a bus if you wanted to. But I don't want that anymore, but I also want to share my experiences and share all that. But then it's like, but I don't want the flack from that. And I want that to go away. But then I'm like, okay, then what am I sharing? Like, who am I? Like, is it just, I don't know. It's just confusing.
I get that. There's an identity loss here, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, both kind of personally and publicly. I'm really taking that in, and that is, I'm sure, totally disorienting. Mm-hmm. Which prompted that call, like, well, who am I if I'm not this? Mm-hmm. And feeling boxed in and not kind of free and spontaneous, like, in theoretically, you hope to. In the aftermath of this kind of shift, you know, that you start to feel like more rather than like expansive rather than narrow, right? And I guess you're feeling narrowed right now, which is a very difficult, painful place to be. I would offer that I imagine this will be evolving, meaning that there might be another time and space where your story is able to be delivered in a way that isn't so current and isn't so conflictual, mm-hmm. and where your kids are a bit older and can hold all the sides. So this might not be like the ending to the story,
right?
You know what I mean? And the word that keeps coming to mind as you're talking about it is grace. You know, grace, and being able to ground yourself in the grace of what you're doing.
One of my goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. So it's so important, obviously, for just the overall world, but just, you know, you feel better about sustainability. Well, I love being able to shop sustainably at Macy's. I really appreciate that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Ellemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in-store and learn more at macys.com/purpose. Did you know that 95% of pregnant women are not getting their recommended daily intake of key omega-3s? That's where Ritual comes in. Their prenatal contains 350 milligrams of eco-friendly vegan omega-3 DHA in every serving, sourced from algal oil instead of fish. I loved Ritual. I took it when I was pregnant with Roman. I also now take their multivitamin. It's just an amazing everyday thing that I know is good for the body. A prenatal multivitamin made traceable with vegan, bioavailable, and clinically studied key nutrients for before and during pregnancy, like omega-3 DHA to support baby's brain development and choline and methylated folate to support baby's neural tube development. Their vitamins are rigorously tested and validated by a third party for allergens, microbes, and heavy metals. Ritual works with world-class certification bodies to validate their products. Why settle for a multivitamin you're not 100% sure about? Ritual was literally built on trust, so you know it's the real deal. Get 25% off your first month for a limited time at ritual.com/wine. Start Ritual or add Essential for Women prenatal to your subscription today. That's ritual.com/wine for 25% off. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back. Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. Finding the right person for your team can be challenging. When it's time to hire, turn to Express Employment Professionals. In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 63% of hiring decision makers are planning to increase headcount at their company this spring, and more than half are doing so due to increased volumes of work. Don't let the work overwhelm you. Let Express handle your hiring. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. We're in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your staffing challenges. With more than 860 locally owned offices, you'll find one near you at expresspros.com. Each year, more than 70,000 businesses turn to Express to manage their hiring. Make the most of your time and leave recruiting and hiring to the experts at Express. Visit expresspros.com today. You know what I'd love to talk about is gaslighting, because I feel like the term is used a lot, and I didn't honestly know what it was. So can you just kind of give a broad spectrum of what gaslighting is and all of its traits and where it comes from?
Yeah. So the idea of gaslighting, which is actually a super old concept, is the idea of sort of using kind of emotional manipulation to make the receiver of that energy or that dynamic kind of question their own reality or emotional experience.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like in those types of relationships too, the person that's gaslighting won't like say that they're gaslighting. Like, they'll continue to still make you feel crazy. And I think that's like the part where I've been stuck for, you know, in my past relationships.
Yeah, that's the key element of gaslighting. That's the core of it. The pain of it is that the person doing the gaslighting is committed to denying that the dynamic is occurring. And that is because there's sort of a protection of their own wound, their own vulnerability, their own responsibility, their own accountability. So it's sort of like almost like there's a frenetic energy around denying your reality in the service of protecting theirs, which is, I did nothing wrong. I have nothing to be accountable for. I have nothing to look at. I have nothing to deal with. I'm not responsible here.
So when you know that that person's doing it, how can you not let that gaslighting person affect you? Because I think that's where I have struggled with the most in the past is like, they make you question your craziness so good that you're like, maybe I am crazy. But then really comes to find out that you're not. And it's, you know, Here's the proof A through Z. But even when you're out of that situation, how do you not let that still creep in to not letting them affect you in that way?
Yeah. Well, you kind of started where I was going to start, which is that how one doesn't let intense pathological gaslighting impact them is sort of an unanswerable question, meaning the only way to not have it impact you is to leave if it's toxic and pathological, right? There's that no matter how psychologically savvy and sturdy you are, one cannot be not impacted by having that kind of toxicity sort of put upon them. So my general advice is if you find yourself in that kind of situation to find support and help in exiting the situation. But what you're talking about is the aftermath, because there's collateral damage that happens, right? You start questioning yourself and feeling a sense of disorientation that what your experience tells you might not be correct, and can feel a lack of groundedness and connectedness. So I think it's critical to regard that as a trauma of sorts, and to do some trauma work to deal with the grief, to deal with the depression, to deal with the anxiety in a very slow and deliberate way, and ideally in a professional setting. And then as you start to reemerge in kind of the aftermath of that trauma, to be surrounding yourself with people who are available for a sort of vulnerable, supportive, messy discussions and reflections. Mm-hmm. So I think it's about the inside work and then about what your life looks like and feels like as you kind of reemerge from that trauma.
Yeah, for sure.
I was going to say too, that I think when you find yourself going down that path, you know, to be very deliberate about that moment of sort of questioning yourself or doubting yourself, to really be like very deliberate about how you talk to yourself in that moment, to kind of have enough mindfulness that you step outside yourself. This might sound, overly simplified, but even picturing like a red stop sign, stop, you know, that you're literally interrupting the dynamic, the like neural pathway that goes from like, oh, this happened, to like, I'm wrong, I'm bad. Cause that's what we do. We develop like an automatic path to like something bad happens and you're all the way to like, I'm bad, I'm wrong, I'm not valuable. And being able to interrupt that and stop it and talk yourself through it. Like, wait a minute, what's happening here? What is my intuition telling me? What part of that feels right? What part of that is resonating with me? And to be able to kind of reparent yourself back to trusting your own voice and to kind of tolerate moments. Maybe you don't get it right. Maybe you do get it right. Sometimes that's what relying on our own intuition looks like, right? We never get it right all the time, but being able to build like a new relationship with ourselves around listening to ourselves, because gaslighting takes us outside of ourselves. Mm-hmm. We have to go back in.
It's just so hard to do though. I mean, because it's like, you know, even when people are like, oh, you're strong. I'm like, no, I'm not. I'm weak. And I'm this. And then it's like the negative voices that we feed into ourselves. And then even like, you know, the other night when I had just gotten home from Connecticut and I was home alone, I was like, oh, I miss, you know, I miss my family. And then I'm like, okay, what do I miss? Am I missing? Am I actually missing Mike, or am I missing? And it's like that when you start to really break it down, you're like, okay. And then you can get back into, you know, a healthier mind frame around it. But it is very hard when you start telling yourself certain things that, when you really separate it out and you're in your right brain, it's like, okay, no, this is what I miss. I just miss that, you know, I hate that this happened and I miss my kids upstairs. But like, if I was to do this again, I wouldn't go through it again. You know, I wouldn't. Yeah. And it's good to sit that down. But in those moments, it's very hard because I'm like, I miss him. And then I'm like, wait a minute, let's take a beat. what do you miss? And then you're like, okay.
Yeah. It couldn't be harder. And yeah. You won't do it every time, right? Sometimes our emotions just take over and they get the best of us. You're right. It's emotional heavy lifting in the middle of grief. It couldn't be harder. So it's good that you're saying that out loud, both to like validate it for yourself and for your listeners that like, that is the most difficult thing to do is like to stand up against those voices. But I had a thought that, you know, when you have those moments where you're thinking, people say to you, you're so strong, and in your head, you're thinking like, that's not true. I'm weak, you know, all of that. And that sort of conflict about how people see you, how you really feel inside. I think it's so important. You know, I was talking at the beginning about like feelings coexisting and how important it is to lean into that truth. You can feel like strong and weak at the same time, like both can be so true. And to be careful not to exile those parts of you that are like super useful, that are have a lot of important information to tell us. Like the part of you that's quote weak, which I'm putting in quotes, mm-hmm. is really important to keep close to us, not to exile it and kind of call it bad and try to make it not a part of us, but to bring it close. Like, what are you trying to tell me? Like kind of what you just were talking about. What's the weak quote weak voice trying to tell me? Oh, I'm sad. I'm missing this part of this dream, this narrative I had about what my life was supposed to be is different now, has fallen apart, and how that makes me feel. So like not so quickly exiling those sort of quote bad parts of yourself. They're good. They're like super important for us to get closer to, not get far away. So maybe that helps in this like darker part of where you are right now to like invite those pieces in so you can learn more from them, mm-hmm. rather than feel like, oh, they're so bad, I just want them to go away.
Yeah, no, I love that. I do appreciate that a lot. And thanks for hopping on. I know you have a very busy day. So I appreciate the time that you do give us here at Wind Down. We appreciate you very much.
So good to see you.
You too, honey. I'll talk to you soon on my next breakdown.
All right. Love to see you. Okay,
bye. You know what's interesting about that is I actually have, I've got so many notes on my phone. One of the things that I said, you know, I write, instead of saying negative things to my ex, I've got literally a full notepad of just everything I want to say when I'm having a bad day. And I sometimes will even put in email form, but I'd click, you know, delete. Just getting it out sometimes is very helpful because there's a lot of emotions that come with, you know, being in this season. And then, yeah, when I do miss, you know, because there's times when, of course, I miss my ex, and to be able to sit down and go, okay, yes, there was good moments here, but would I go back here? Here's what I don't miss. And then it's like, okay, yeah, I don't want to go back to that. Like this is a healthier, but it's still hard. And so if you're struggling with that, like it's okay to still have those feelings. I do too. It's normal, I think. but with the negative things, I have realized, you know, just write them down because they feel really good to get out. Just don't send them because it's not going to get you anywhere. Let's take a break, and then I'm going to go through a few of the things that you guys wanted me to talk about from my Instagram the other day. One of my goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. So it's so important, obviously, for just the overall world, but just, you know, you feel better about sustainability. Well, I love being able to shop sustainably at Macy's. I really appreciate that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in-store and learn more at macys.com/purpose. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow. I'm never going back to Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket.
Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. Finding the right person for your team can be challenging. When it's time to hire, turn to Express Employment Professionals. In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 63% of hiring decision makers are planning to increase headcount at their company this spring, and more than half are doing so due to increased volumes of work. Don't let the work overwhelm you. Let Express handle your hiring. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. We're in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your staffing challenges. With more than 860 locally owned offices, you'll find one near you at expresspros.com. Each year, more than 70,000 businesses turn to Express to manage their hiring. Make the most of your time and leave recruiting and hiring to the experts at Express. Visit expresspros.com today. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require.
So we were talking about different kind of co-hosts to have on the show, and different guests that we can have on. And one of the topics that you brought up, which I think is really interesting, is about good guys.
My favorite topic.
Your favorite topic. But do they really finish last, you know? And I thought that was a interesting topic that we can talk about. But also, if you guys want, if you have any guest co-host ideas or other topics that you want us to talk about, what's the email again? Because I never remember.
Wind down. iHeartRadio.com. Wind down at iHeartRadio.com. But we started, we talked about nice guys, because have you watched this show F-Boy Island on HBO Max?
I have not watched anything. Like, I haven't watched Sex Life. I'm so far behind. So I need to start.
First of all, up on that. Sex Life is amazing. Oh my Sex God. Life is literally amazing. Not just because of the
sex. Is it Bridgerton?
Yeah, it's pretty aggressively soft porn. Like, it's not further than that. But that wasn't what I loved. What I loved about it was the topics that it made me think about. Mm. Is there someone for everyone? Is the good guy the one you actually want? And it really goes into that, just like F-Boy Island.
Yeah, that would be interesting. Yeah.
Do you think you would like a good guy, an all around good guy?
I mean, I think that's what we all want and deserve, you know? And I think that's, I definitely think that that's what we deserve. I've had a very bad picker. And
do you think you're more attracted? Could you be attracted to the good guy, or do you lose attraction quickly?
Okay, so I think it's one of those things where I have had good guys in my past that I could easily walk all over. And that's not good, because they got hurt in the end. I hurt them. I didn't feel good about myself. But I can't have the guys that are just yes, whatever you want, Jana. That to me is I need some push and pull. I need the good guy, but that also has a backbone. And that's what I'm looking for.
That's fair. Yeah. I think we have to teach ourselves, and I'm not an expert, but you sort of have to teach yourself to like the good guy. Because for whatever reason, your chemistry, your makeup is attracted to
to not that. Mm-hmm. The good guy might seem boring to you.
Yeah, no, for sure. And it's like the fights might, you know, I'm used to explosive and finding awful things, but I don't want that anymore. But then at the same time, like that's been the drama in my life for the past, you know, 10 plus years. So it's like, I would love to just be comfortable with someone that respects me. And, you know,
you and I have talked about this because there is a chemical release that happens.
Really? When you fight?
Because you and I have talked about it, that sometimes you almost want to go back to the bad guy just to make yourself feel better for a minute, which does work, but it only works for a minute.
It doesn't feel good in the end. I know.
No.
Like, I would rather. And that's like, sometimes when I look at my mom and her relationship, it's like, he's such a good guy. And yeah, he probably like drives her crazy. But at the end of the day, she's just like, you know, he's just such a good guy. And I'm like, I want that. I want just a good guy. And like where the fights can be over, you know, being a little passive in text versus, oh, you cheated on me. Or like,
yeah, but how old was your mom when she started that relationship? Yeah.
I mean, 5 years ago, she was divorced for 15 plus years.
I think, and this is just the journey for you, as you're getting older, I think you are going to enjoy that good guy more.
I definitely hear you on that. I mean, obviously, I know some good guys right now. I mean, you know.
Yeah, I mean, look, tell me a little bit about that. Okay, so pretend we don't know who you're talking about, but you're talking about a good guy.
He's a good guy, yeah.
You're working hard to have a great friendship with the potential of more. What makes you nervous because he's a good guy? Like, what goes on in your head or body that freaks you out?
I think for me, it's like outside noise, number one, two, my kids, and just like not being ready. And then because I'm not here, honestly, it's me. I'm because I'm not ready to accept the good guy yet. I don't think I deserve it. And that's where my issue is. And that's where I'm like, if I were to date this person right now, I would probably end up sabotaging it and ruining it and not being. And ruining something that I could see be potential forever relationship. And I'm like, I have to get to a place where I actually feel like I deserve the good guy, because I'm so used to hearing the last 7 years just negative things thrown at me about who I am and what I am and how I, it's like, where, so now I'm like, okay, so that's who I am. So I'm trying to break that narrative so that way I can be open to that good guy. It's just, you know, I mean, I was abused when I was 19, you know, so it's like, okay, no, I'm meant to be grabbed and I'm meant to be hit. And it's like, now I know like that I don't deserve that anymore. And I'm would never allow a guy to hurt me. Having said that, I've had 20 plus years of trauma of abusive relationships that I'm like, I still somehow, in small part of me still thinks inside of me that maybe I do deserve that. And that's the part that I have to break or I will. And yeah. I even hate to say that because like nobody deserves that. And I know that.
It's so
like,
normal. Yeah. It's so normal because we get so used to what we know. Mm-hmm. I want to go backwards. When you said outside voices, will you explain what that means? What does outside voices mean?
It's like media. It's people. It's like, oh, you can't move on too fast. You can, like Amanda Klutz. Okay. I actually was talking to my friend Caitlin Crosby about this because she's friends with her. And I go, you know what? Tell her I love her. And I appreciate her just sharing her story and her authenticity, because obviously her husband died from COVID last year. And she had mentioned that she's, I don't know if she's dating or she says she's open to dating. And people were like, how could you date like when your husband just died a year ago? It's like, why can't you just let people grieve how they want to grieve, date when they want to date, and be happy? And that's like, but for me, because I don't know what it is about me. I don't know if it's because I'm a people pleaser, if it's because I'm just so worried what people think, or they make assumptions because of my past, because I always feel like I'm like climbing up a ladder trying to be like, but I was 19, but he tried to kill me, but we were only married for a week, but he cheated on me. It's like, but I'm like always trying to like asterisk my past that I'm like, yeah. Okay, people will just see this and then go, oh, well, of course she's moving on fast with Graham or whoever, because, you know, she's, you know, blah, blah, blah. But I'm like, why should I fucking care what people think? Why can't I just be happy? Why can't Amanda be happy? Well, you know, like, come on.
Yeah, it's hard not to. You should read this. So there's this comedian, Patton Oswalt, and he had...
Let's get him on the show, Amy.
Yeah, no, wait till you hear. It's so amazing. So he had this beautiful marriage and wonderful family, and his wife tragically died. Oh. Like, it was out of nowhere. And soon thereafter, he married Meredith Salinger, who's this actress, like, from the kind of 90s-ish, 80s, 90s. And the same thing happened to them, where whether it's the press or the noise or Instagram followers had a lot of judgment. And I remember someone else wrote this beautiful Facebook post explaining why you really need to let people do things when they feel they need to do them. Mm-hmm. And I'll find it for you, because it summed it up so amazingly. And now he, thank God, has this amazing marriage with Meredith Salinger, whether or not somebody else thought it was too soon. Mm-hmm. Drowning out the noise is so hard. Like, are you able to be better about it at all now?
You know what is like the worst of it is I still think that I care what my ex thinks about me, where I'm like, well, I don't want him to think that I'm like, you know, because of past conversations, like, oh yeah, you're just, you know, doing what you do. And I'm like, no, that's not who I am. Like, it's like where I still feel like I have to like prove that like I'm worthy and that I'm lovable and that I'm enough and like that I'm, you know, that I'm not repeating patterns. Or so I think it's just, I want to get to a place where I don't care what anyone thinks, my ex, the people, and I'm getting there, but it's just a hard,
you know. Have you ever studied the Hoffman method?
No, but I'm here for whatever.
Okay, so like, Oliver
throw
Hudson.
A book at me. Yeah.
We should get Oliver Hudson on, you know, Kate Hudson's brother.
Because he has
a lot of people don't, I think it's sort of like maybe like AA. I don't want to speak out of school where it's very anonymous, but mm-hmm. I don't feel bad saying it because he's publicly talked about it.
Okay.
But I think that you have to go away for a week, though. No cell phone.
Oh, Hoffman. Yeah, yeah. No, no, no. I know exactly. Yes, I know exactly what that. I've looked into it. I want to do it. Yes, all of it.
Yeah, you just need to find a week, but it's hard. Like, do you think you could give up your cell phone? No cell phone. No books. No TV. No anything for a week, and you kind of immerse yourself in this method.
So I did there's a place called Onsite. It's very similar. And that's where I've kind of, I have not followed through completely with the Hoffman, like for the week process of it, because I'm like, well, I feel like I did that at Onsite, which is the same thing. I gave my cell phone, like I did all of that. So yeah, no, I definitely could. And honestly, it would be really nice to not have my phone on me.
From what I understand is they don't necessarily deal with like your marriage breaking up. They go back further to mm-hmm. figure out why you became attracted to people that maybe don't treat you well.
See, like, I feel like I already know that, like, because that's, you know, my childhood traumas and the wounds and like the, now it's just breaking the pattern, you know?
Well, yeah, but I think, okay, clock is ticking, time to do it.
But I already have my babies. So like, that's where I'm like, I don't. But,
right. But now it's time to do you, like time right. to not repeat these patterns that you've been doing.
Yeah.
Because what you have to do is be attracted to the good guy. Do you like, okay, so with the good guy, and I don't want to get into it, but we will. Are you sexually attracted to the good guy, or does that get messed up by that push-pull thing that you've had in the past?
I definitely think that if you have chemistry, doesn't matter whether it's the good or the bad. Because I will say I've felt the sexiest and like have had, you know, like I feel super sexy now. So like, I don't think that plays a role in like the good guy aspect of it. But here's the thing. But if it's not like the same kind of chemistry, then that would be really hard. But I don't think that, I don't think it really matters on like that.
So we can check attraction isn't the problem. Okay, what about this? Like when the good guy texts you, do you get a flutter or what happens?
I think where people, I think in the beginning, there's always that, right? Like when you start something and you get on an app or you meet someone new, you're like, okay, you get that flutter. You get that instant like adrenaline endorphin hit. Like it's a great feeling. And then it's just like any other thing that starts to fade. So you have to be like, okay, that's where it's like, when that fades, do you still want to be with this person and still talk to them and still text with them and stuff?
Yeah, I think you get attracted. Okay, tell me if I'm way off the mark with this. I think you get attracted to the, oh, it's going wrong. Let me do this. Let me do this to get it back good again. Let it, and then that becomes kind of the challenge to you. And then it's like, then the relationship's better and it's cruising for a minute. And then it hits a speed bump and you're like, okay, let me work to get this back again. And it's just that up down that you get so addicted to.
Yeah. And that's what I don't want anymore. I just want it to like be chill and like not the up and down. Cause I can't emotionally handle that anymore. Like that's just something that I don't want anymore. Like there's, and obviously I have things that I have to work on for the next relationship, but I just want to just not have that. And I can only ask for the good.
Does the good guy have a chance with you right now? Does the good guy have a chance with you right now?
In this moment? No.
Yeah.
Because I need time to like accept the goodness.
Is that just BS, Jana? What if you just say, I want the good guy and I'm going to do this?
When I feel like I deserve that, I will. I just am not there yet. I know, but I'm not there yet. I need more therapy.
But what if maybe you don't? What if you say, I'm going to try this with the good guy? What if you just, I don't know, forced yourself? You're strong. And then in 6 months, see how it is.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I think it's different because like kids and honestly, like I don't want to fail. I feel like a relationship failure. So it's easier just to heal. And then
I don't think so. You're very like a serial monogamous. You've had these long, what I consider successful relationships. They just weren't perfect.
Well, nothing's perfect, but they were just destructive. So there will be, with a good guy or not a good guy, there will never be a perfect relationship. It just won't be a fucking bomb going off every 2 minutes. Okay. Like that's the difference.
You can't do worse.
I'm like, don't hit me, don't cheat on me, and please don't say mean words to me. Like
the bar is
very low, people. Like, and that's very
so
sad.
What if you just had a good time? Now, okay, I have another question because I get this. Do you think you could date around?
I'm not a dater. I'm not like, I don't do well at that. I'm like, ugh, like I don't know how to date. I don't like games. Like I don't like do I Texas, but like I just don't like it. I'm like,
yeah,
it's not my thing.
It seems kind of bananas to me, but like, is that what you're supposed to try? Are you supposed to try that, dating multiple people? I mean, ew.
That sounds miserable. And one of the reasons why I didn't want to get divorced.
Yeah.
Because I was like, I don't want to date. That sounds awful.
Would you ever be the bachelor? Would you ever be the bachelorette?
Oh my. Okay. First of all, I'd be like the grandma of the bachelorettes. Like so old. 30, because I'm going to be 38 in December. So I don't think they would ever.
Pretend, who cares? Would you do it? And do you think that you would thrive in that situation? Could you pull that off?
I could never be a bachelorette. Like, I could never be like on The Bachelor, like with a bunch of other girls. Like, it would just be too hard for me. Like, but I could, I take that back. It'd be fun to like form relationships and not care about the guy. But no, I would do The Bachelorette. Yeah, I would do it.
Yeah, I think that's sort of like conducive to you. Well, I have so many questions. Could you do apps? Like, could you go on apps?
Well, I said a few weeks ago that I've been on and off of a dating app because I'm like, I hate this thing. And then because my friend Caitlin was like, you know, you're not getting any connections because you have a photo of your kids up. And I'm like, well, I'm a mom. Like, I'm going to put a picture of my kids. Like, and so I just kind of go, I'm not like.
What about just the old, good old setup? How do you feel about that? Like, somebody just sets you up. Like, I could do a setup for you. Like, you don't even know. Like,
oh,
I've
really?
Got guys lining up. I've got guys that are begging
oh,
me.
Please,
to date
Amy.
You. No, that is 100%
like
true.
Who?
But would you do it?
I don't know. Like, who?
Well, I mean, now I need to really put my mind to it.
Yeah, she's like, no one.
No. I do have a few. And it's like, I think I can't, setups are tricky, but I think they could work for you. Because you have to turn it over to somebody else going, this person knows this guy is an all around good guy.
Yeah, that's tricky.
Okay, well, let's just, what's your age range and can they be out of Nashville? Let's just do this. Let's just play with it.
Oh my gosh. No, I'm good. I'm just going to focus on
no,
me.
No. What would be the ultimate age range and can they be in California?
They can be wherever they want. 36 to 50.
Can we lower it to like 32?
Oh, no. Who's 32?
I think you could go younger so easily.
No.
So easily.
No, I had that last time. Didn't work.
Okay, but you know what's a positive? And I have other friends in very similar situations to you. You're laughing and you're open to it. I think that is a step in the right direction. Like, you might not be able to really feel better yet, but the light is sort of out there. Like, I won't even say it's quite at the end of the tunnel, but it's like soon it will be. It's like you're, I know you had like, I knew, because when we texted earlier today, I literally was like, I need to be really steady for Jana right now because she's bummed. Like, you, it's pretty easy for your friends to know, like,
oh yeah, I wear my emotions like,
yeah, like
all
no
over.
Friend of yours has ever wondered. Because I'm like, Jana's having an S-H-I-T-T-Y day. We got to have her back. And so my thing is like, you work through it. And I know you're in pain, but you're also like laughing and open to these things. We're talking about it.
Yeah. I mean, before I would date anyone, though, I would try out the good guy first.
I think you have to be good guys only. And if they're a little bit boring, you need to give them 10 more tries.
Well, Amy, how's that going for you in your relationship? Is that going good for you?
Jana, those who cannot do, teach. So, like, everything you experience, I fully understand because it's hard to be, for some reason I use attraction, to be attracted to the dull, nice guy. We're going to get a lot of emails from the nice guys going, F you. But it's like sometimes you girls are attracted to that bad boy. Why?
Yeah.
Explain that to me.
Oh, well, we'll have to get Dr. Hillary back on for that. But yeah. But we will do that some other time. Maybe we'll bring Graham on and he can talk about the good guys and you know how they're doing out there.
We definitely should, because I would love to hear his perspective of dealing with women like you who are attracted when he's like, I'm great.
Yeah. And I love his confidence too. Like, he's like, you know, I'm not going to wait around, but I'm also, you know, going to.
And he's so handsome. Did you look at his Instagram last week? Because he posted a picture like in the back of a truck. And I was like, dude,
he's very handsome.
Right. So why can't you just throw caution to the wind and try it?
Amy, I have healing to do. Stop trying to make fetch happen. It's not going to happen.
I'm sorry. I'm interrupting your me time. I'm sorry. I'm interrupting your me time.
Jesus. All right. Dying.
We'll keep working through it. I love you so much.
Thanks for making
me
laugh. Like, I went from bawling my eyes out to laughing. So I appreciate y'all.
Because I love you. And I hope you see yourself the way everyone else sees you, that you're just trying to figure this crap out.
Exactly. And I'm sorry that y'all just heard this one-on-one conversation with me and Amy, my producer. But hopefully we all know that we deserve the good guy. And but you have to do your work, your healing, and you need to know that you're enough. And just like me, I tattooed it on. So one day You know, I don't know. We'll figure it out. Stay tuned for next week. Discover the rich, smooth taste of Matcha Love made with Japanese green tea and real matcha. There are so many culinary treats to create with this precious powder that go beyond the traditional tea ceremony. Everything from lattes to baked goods to smoothies, experience the vitality of the whole tea leaf. Matcha is vibrant in taste and full of powerful health benefits. Get 25% off all Matcha Love products on etoan.com using code JANA. That's code J-A-N-A. At itoen.com, available on Amazon and itoen.com. This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray. It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and is incredibly light on your skin. Better control means coverage you can count on. To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable, from sweat-resistant sport formula to kids SPF 50+. When headed to the beach, I want to make sure my kids are protected, so I never leave home without Banana Boat 360 Mist. Shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon. You know, I don't even know where to start with this, because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend, and Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and open Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.